This is a representation and a symbol of what we believe in. We believe that the bread we're going to eat, it is a symbol of the body broken, and the juice that we are going to drink is a symbol of the blood that was spilled. In these activities, we should give honor to our God for the body broken and the blood shed. They don't become more than that. They don't become his little body blood. They are a symbol of his body and blood that was broken and shed for us. And it's an amazing thing that our God would die just for us. In the churches of Corinth and Corinth, they Paul was trying to figure out lots of troubles. And so he wrote them how to do the Lord's Supper. What to say during the Lord's Supper. The words that are said, that we have in English or Greek or any other translation, aren't magical. It's the intent behind it. When we take this bread and we drink this juice, we look forward to his coming again, and we give respect and reverence to what he did for us. We're not going to understand until we get to heaven and our glorified bodies and our souls are there in the resurrection form. We're going to understand how important to what the degree it was that he actually came to earth and died for us. The God who created the universe became human. There's a reason the angels praise him 24 hours a day in heaven. What he did for us was unfathomable. We could never go so low to anything to give ourselves. If I was to see an ant die, being torn apart by another colony, and I was to willfully sacrifice my life to protect that ant. Are you kidding? God is God, and we are not. And he loves us. So why do we do this other than God loves us? So understanding this to any degree is about giving respect and honor to him. The Bible reads that the Lord Jesus, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Sitting around that table with his 12 apostles, they had no idea what he was talking about. But as he took the loaf of bread and broke it, and each one took a piece, he was saying, "This bread that you're going to eat is my body." They didn't understand it either. They weren't looking for veins. There's no blood in it. They didn't quite get it. Let's us get it. It represents this body that will be broken and takes off 12 pieces and passes it out. Giving his body for us. Mike, could you pray for us now?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we get to come together and worship you, Lord. We ask that you walk, look inside of us, Lord. Help us understand the thing that's going on in this chaotic world. I'd like to pray for Jim, but this chaotic world, help it make sense to us. Help us find our path of the things that we're supposed to be doing. Lord, I ask that you be with our children. Help them learn, pushing past their comfort zones to find out what kind of greatness that you have for them in this world. I ask that you watch over this church and this congregation, that we can go out in the community and we can push ourselves to make things better, to help people out, to lend a hand. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity every day that we can converse with people, that we can talk with people, and we can explain to them about you. Lord, I ask that you watch over us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Just do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you be sure to raise death to the cup. Well, it's nice to have everyone here today. Nice to have a good holiday weekend. Hope you enjoy your families. And